Find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
Okay, so as we mentioned earlier, the Ford Motor Company has some engineers over in Europe working on a smart bed that moves your partner back to their side.
What?
if your partner happens to, you know, roll over and take up your side of the bed, yeah. This is perfect for you then. I don't deal with that.
Are you a roller or a snorer or anything like that?
Well, I don't think I'm a snorer.
I'm all those things.
I'm a slapper sometimes, like.
So how does this whole thing work? How do I get flipped to the other side?
So what basically just happens is that when it senses that you're moving to the wrong side, it just gently returns you back to where you started. It's just like this conveyor belt system.
Huh.
It kind of just like meow, pow, pow.
Well, I wonder if this is going to get into production, because it seems weird that a car company would be working on beds.
I mean, hey, I think they've reached a point now that they're like, we've been doing this for years. And we like our cars, so let's try something else.
We've been doing cars right for years, so why not try other things? So that's not a bad idea. Another story. You know how I like to combine words, especially when it comes to weather, like snain? You don't like my snain.
That sounds familiar.
But I think snain is better than a snow-mado.
It sounds like a tomato or something.
Right. Well, it's not. It actually sounds kind of scary. Down in New Mexico, this happened on camera. A guy caught this snowmado. So he's herding sheep. He saw a mini tornado off in the distance, sweeping large amounts of snow into the air.
Ah.
So it was, instead of Sharknado, it was a snowmado because it was picking up all the snow.
I don't know if I like that. I mean, me and snow, we don't get along as is. So to see it just swirling around really fast coming at me, oh no.
I'm going right back into my house if I see something like
that's
that.
That's right, yeah.